name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Let me take this opportunity, first of all, to express a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers that hopefully are able to watch if they're not here in our presence today. We are so thankful for each and every one of you. As we continue to bask in the glory of the Paschal season and to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, today in the ecclesiastical calendar of the Orthodox Church, we remember our Lord's miraculous healing of the paralytic. While this encounter between our Lord Jesus and the poor man who had been paralyzed for 38 years seems to be out of place, the sequence of events with the sequence of events after the Lord's resurrection, the Church has seen fit to place this commemoration in the middle of the Paschal season because of the powerful exhibition of our Lord's authority to forgive sins and to bring healing to human beings. And furthermore, we can see in this miracle a foreshadowing of the deliverance and healing which would be brought by the Lord to the human race through his joyful offering of himself for our sins, that we might be set free from the paralysis and captivity of the passions and of the forces of darkness. As we know, the sheep gate pool was used to wash the sacrificial lambs before they were slain. This pool has been found by archaeologists about 100 yards from the location of the Jewish temple. God, in his providence, chose to allow a little window into the heavenlies at this pool. Perhaps because of its proximity to the Jewish temple, where the sacrifices were made each year by the chief priests for the sins of the people on the Day of Atonement, an angel of the Lord would stir the water, and the first sick person who entered the water after that was made well, miraculously. So many people who had infirmities of every kind imaginable would draw near to try to be the first in the pool after the angel stirred it. And for 38 years, a certain man who was paralyzed had come to this pool in the hope of being healed. When the Lord Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be made well?" the question seems almost to be cruel. Of course he wants to be made well, but the question is nothing more or less than a segue to the Lord's granting him the healing for which he had sought for 38 years. Paralysis is a terrible thing. When we are impeded in our desires and attempts to go where we want to go and do what we want to do, we get a little taste of what those who are paralyzed go through all the time. Paralysis makes one's world smaller. The freedom to move and go without assistance or obstacle is easily taken for granted. That is, until it is taken away, or even only dreamed about by those who have never experienced it in the first place. As we are going through the effects on our world of this pandemic, this plague, we have gotten just a little taste of our freedom to move about as we please being taken away. If we allow ourselves to receive this situation through the eyes of faith in the resurrected Christ, we will see that we too have been paralyzed. "Be still and know that I am God," we are reminded. And our stillness, dearly beloved, can enable the movement of the heart and soul toward God. And that's the most important type of movement that exists. Our paralysis is one of the heart and spirit. This type of paralysis prevents one from moving toward our Creator. Things like trust in God, faith in God, belief in God, hope in God, love for God, all of these are experienced as transformative movements toward God. And they all resonate within our souls the sense of freedom and deliverance. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in John 8, verse 36, "If the Son therefore sets you free, you will be free indeed." Our problem is we don't even know what real freedom is. Sometimes we chase after captivity thinking that is freedom. So deluded can we be. And the son did indeed set this poor paralytic free. And the man never even had to get into the water. He was not being callous or insensitive when he asked the man if he wanted to be made well. He knew that the man not only wanted to be made well, but had faithfully drawn near to the healing pool with trust in God for many years. So the Lord put his faith on display as a reward for the man and as instruction to others of his divinity and of their own need for faith and trust in God. And he told him to go and sin no more, alluding to the connection between our sins and our infirmities. The movement of the body is important for everyday life in this world, but that type of movement pales insignificant when compared to the movement of the heart and soul of a person made in the image of God. Our movements toward him are actuated by his voice. My sheep know my voice. Our inner man, through the Holy Spirit, learns to hear his voice and to respond to that. This good shepherd, whom we worship, created us out of nothing, loves us in spite of our rebellion and disobedience to him, and longs to set us free from the tyranny and paralysis of death, sin, and Satan. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue the Paschal season, and as we continue to deal with this plague that the Lord has allowed to come our way, let us emulate the faith, patience, and perseverance of the paralytic, placing our hope, our trust, and above all else, our love in our Lord Jesus Christ, who had conquered death, has conquered death, and calls us to join him in his eternal kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.